And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of September, 2015. Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner on this day in 1814. George Frideric Handel completed his oratorio Messiah on the state in 1741. The librettist Charles Jennens had given him the text back in July. It's the birthday of the critic Eric Bentley, born in Lancashire, England, 1916, who championed and translated the plays of Bertolt Brecht. It's the birthday of the physiologist Ivan Pavlov, born in Ryazan in central Russia, 1849. His father was the village priest, and Pavlov was going to go to seminary, and then he read Darwin's work, got interested in the study of science, got his medical degree, and left religion behind. He could not reconcile his passion for scientific proof with the life of faith. He went off to Moscow to the Imperial Medical Academy, where he was the chair of the physiology department, and there he studied conditional reflexes, not innate reflexes, instinctual reflexes, but conditional reflexes that are learned. And he did his famous experiments with dogs, who would salivate when the lab assistant came through the door with their food, and then would salivate when the lab assistant came in, whether the lab assistant had food or not. It's the birthday of Barbara Grizzuti Harrison, Queens, New York, 1934. She was a travel writer. Her parents came from southern Italy, from Calabria. She was an essayist, wrote autobiography, had a very troubled childhood, an abusive father. Mother suffered from mental illness. Family joined the Jehovah's Witnesses, and Ms. Harrison renounced her faith at the age of 22, went off to Greenwich Village, lived the bohemian life, and began writing feminist essays. She came out with a memoir, 1978, Visions of Glory, A History and a Memory of Jehovah's Witnesses, in which she portrayed the faith as harsh and tyrannical and sexist. Though she was an agnostic when she began writing the book, she experienced a spiritual epiphany in the course of writing it and converted to Catholicism. Barbara Grizzuti Harrison, whose travel essays, particularly about Italy, are still very popular. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled Beauty. When the owl on her plush and soundless wings rises from the black waves of the oak leaves or floats out of the needles of the pines that are moaning, that are tossing, I think, oh, she is beautiful, with her eyes like burning moons, with her feet like twisted braids of old gold flexing and curling, and I am glad to see her. Some wild loyalty has me to the root of the heart, even when she ruffles down into the field and jabs like a mad thing, and it's hopeless, it's also wonderful, so I thank whatever made her this beast of a bird with her thick breast and her shimmering wings, whose nest in the dark trees is trimmed with screams and bones, whose beak is the most terrible cup I will ever enter. Beauty, a poem by Mary Oliver from What Do We Know, published by DeCapo Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.